Hello, fight pigs. This is Sean Cullen. This is the Sean Pod. It's another day has gone by in my life, and I've fought against 100 monkeys with AIDS. I haven't really. Not fought a single monkey. I'm lying to everyone. And who am I lying to, really? Myself. I squatted over a donkey last night. That's not true either. I don't know. Just doing my best. Today we've got a sits probe, and it's interesting. It's kind of one of the most fun days you can have in the process of making a musical. It's where a man sits down next to you and probes you. No. It's a German word. It means sitting and trying, weirdly. And it's today, what it means is we're going to sit down and listen to the music with the band for the first time, with the orchestra. So it's always an amazing day because you've been singing just to a piano and maybe a drums, and finally they get everything together and you hear the music as it's going to be in the show, and it's usually quite horrific. No, it's usually quite beautiful and shocking how good it sounds. I remember doing the producers, and we sat and had their sits probe in the lobby of the Cannon Theater, and it was just uplifting listening to the music. But that was a full-on orchestra, 30 pieces, and it was pretty good. That was pretty interesting. But I farmed 100 babies. That's not true. I don't know why I keep talking about babies. I guess I missed my own. That might be it. What am I going to do today? Well, living social. I think I'll get my tile and grout cleaning done. I'm going to go to Faulty Towers, the dining experience, and do a Rugged Maniac 5K obstacle course. And then I'm going to build my own ring and have a vegan weight management boot camp. Rent a photo booth and go on a snowmobiling adventure after I get my 1 hour detox body massage. Pretty busy day for me. I don't know about you, but you should go and touch the space between your mind. You can't. You have one mind. Nothing can be between it. Really. Can it? I mean, seriously. Are you a dirt ball? I'm falling for dandelion pigs. Who wants to farm inside my house? I have a donkey deep in my heart, holding me close and tearing me apart. I want to smoke your cheese. Oh my God, I want to poop all over a squid. Watch it writhe in its own inky misery. I don't know. There's a lot of wonderful things to be happy about in the world. Like the fact that old women don't like you. My mother's now 84 years old. I'm not far away from that myself. I'm just wondering what the hell is going on in my nuts. Is it a pregnant problem now? Will you be home for lunch? I was young and stupid and filled with rage. I put a bag inside a mage who was visiting me beyond the stars. I farted into some cars. That's pretty fun. That's pretty cute. That is pretty good. Everyone knows I don't know why I like my chicken dry. Everyone knows I don't know why they do. Dee doo dee doo doo. Whip doo bow. Bee bubba gee bubba bubba bee, wee bubba boo ba bee bubba bubble. Hey bubba dee wah ho, bubba dee bubba bubble bo bo ba boo. I want to make you happy, but I'm not sure if it's possible. I want to see babies explode, but they don't want to, really. Oh. At the end of our time, Squid Knuckles. What's going on with you today? I'm happy. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. I got to sleep in a bit today. That was nice. I'm feeling angry that Christmas is so far away. But you know what? You can't worry about things like that. You've got to just let them go, because Christmas will come when it's time. Do you understand? Stop being a jerk. What's going on in the world? I don't know. I really haven't paid much attention to anything, ever. So I just do my job, and I go away and do more job. Parents of U.S. woman held hostage by ISIS notified of her death. ISIS is the worst. She's dead. It's really hard to take. She died. What a bunch of horrible people. I just can't, I can't get over it that these people just murder people out of hand. And I know they've got issues and we should all address them, but I'm very tired. Very tired of hearing about people who are going over there to help people out, being taken hostage and then beheaded or killed. But on a happy note, hey, a 14-pound baby delivered by a woman who didn't know she was pregnant. Oh, will humans ever stop being horrible trash? The police are people who stop trouble. Did you know that? I've read it in the paper. There's not really a lot to talk about today. I'm just afraid of criminal horses. I don't want them to be robbed by a man. The smart TV. Okay, what is happening here? Huh. A robot dog that can take a kick. Why would you want to kick your dog? And there's a whole thing here about robots are going to take over a lot of workers' jobs by 2025. And I say good. Tired of workers. Tired of humans. They suck. I'm gonna beat that crap out of them with my nuts. That would be painful if you beat someone with your own testicles. I think that would hurt. And you'd have to have a pretty powerful set of testicles and low hanging or free swinging. I mean, you couldn't really, if your nuts were quite nestled quite close to your groin, it would be hard to swing them and impact anyone in a big way. But I guess if you got older men who have gravity has slowly brought their testicles lower, you could send them out in gangs. Swinging their testicles around like big fleshy cudgels, and they wouldn't really mind the pain at all either, because they were just because they don't need them or use them anymore. You know, that's fine. They might bruise their testicles, but who cares? A cougar was spotted in West Ottawa. A horse farmer in North Canada said he saw a cougar sleeping in a hayloft. Turns out it was his wife. That's a good one. La 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 la, I'm a squid. La 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 la, will you touch me? La 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 la, who are you? You dick prancing farmer. I'm gonna splash my nuts around a little farmer. Neil Armstrong moon souvenirs found in a closet. Wow. After 45 years, souvenirs from Apollo 11, including a movie camera, come to light. Isn't that amazing? A cloth bag of souvenirs brought back by astronaut Neil Armstrong comes to light. What's it, a camera? Filmed a descent? What else is there? Is that it? Is that it? That's all they say. There's a camera. Okay, a waist tether. So he would something he would he could attach himself while he was floating in zero gravity. Ew! Sorry about that. That wasn't really necessary, the scream, but I sneezed. It's quite an amazing thing seeing a picture of a man on the moon, this shadow. He's taking a photo of the lunar lander, and his shadow is in front of him. It's quite amazing. It's hard to believe that we went there, and why don't we go back? Because it sucks there. You can't do anything, there are no stores, there's no restaurants. It's shit. The moon is shit. There's nothing to do up there. Where are you going to see a movie or get some your popcorn would float away. And every time you tried to eat it, your hand would freeze solid and shatter. And then your eyeballs would boil out of your skull and pour down your face. It'd be hard to enjoy a movie with eyeballs on your face. Anyway, I'm a laser beam with a noggin chip and flag deplorgan snabel flab. Yeah. I have to go into work soon. Everybody knows I want to kill a horse with a knife and fall down dying in my aching brain. Armstrong died. Neil Armstrong died 2 years ago. 3 years ago now. Soon no one who's walked on the moon will still be alive. It's putrid. I'm going home to touch your old lady. She's living wild and forcing her peanuts into a guy to be explored by Farmcraft. 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 Oh my God, there's another Spider-Man reboot coming. Don't you know the tears are not enough? Tears are not enough. Tears are not enough. I'm sorry, I'm losing my shit here. Have you ever gone skiing with the donkey princess? Ricky the electronic snail. He said yay and then bought a worm. I don't know. I should realize that somebody's listening to this and they probably don't want to listen to Ricky the electronic snail. Anyway, oh, I got another message from an admirer, Edith Maxwell. Hey, hello, dear. I saw your profile at Facebook. I pick interest in you. Please contact back because I have an important issue to share with you today. Thanks. Is that important issue my butt? I'm sorry, that's not right. No one should yell that. No one should want to. I'm going Christmas shopping with a baby elf. Okay, I think I've reached the end of my rope. You people have a lovely day. Smoke them if you got them. And put your pants on. You're going outside. I'll see you soon. From the Sean Pod, this is Sean Cullen and Electronic Space Cow.